Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh! Hi, bro! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
You know, spiritual philosophy can be explained by an analytical system of philosophy. This can be done very analytical.
Vidite, duhovna nauka se, duhovna filozofija se može objasniti na jedan analitički način.
Or we can do what is done in Indian villages. We can just tell a story about the beautiful Lord Krishna.
Ili možemo raditi ono što se radi u indijskim selima, možemo ispričati neku lepu priču o lepom gospodinu Krišni.
We are moving at the present moment slowly towards Kartik, that's one month of intense spiritual practice in Vrindavan.
Uskoro dolazimo do mjeseca Kartika, to je jedan mjesec u Vrindavanu koji se slavi.
I think it starts in about one week from now.
Otprilike se na nekoliko dana počinje.
You can see that the people of Vrindavan doing Kartik month, the Damodar Vrata, that is, they take a little light each morning and evening and offer it all together to the beautiful form of the Lord on the altar.
I tada za vreme tog mjeseca Kartika ili Damodar Vrata, svi ljudi u Vrindavanu uzmu malu lampicu
svetliku. You imagine the whole
i onda oko čitavog božanstva ponude.
Can you imagine the whole temple is full with these little lights? It looks like the night sky with the the many different stars alight.
Možete zamisliti čitav hram ispunjen svim tim lampicama koje gore kao zvezde na nebu.
And people rush from one temple to the next to always be there when the Arctic ceremony starts in the new temple.
I ljudi žure da uvijek budu tamo kada Arctic ceremonija počne u drugom hramu.
It's almost like in Beograd, the people who have cars rush from one green light to the next to be in a constant flow, traffic flow. So here in Vrindavan you will find the pilgrims in a constant flow. They have a bag full of different lights, and in each temple they all together, when the curtain opens, offer their special light to Lord Damodar.
Baš kao što je u Beogradu, ljudi jure kolima od jednog zelenog svetla do drugog, da bi bili u tom stalnom protoku, tako i hodočasnici im nosi sa sobom puno tih malih lampica. I onda ih nose i onda nude iz jednog hrama drugi.
It's an oil lamp. It's a big
oil. Uljena, kako se to kaže? Svetiljke.
Yes. So it's believed that this oil light destroys all auspiciousness, just like light destroys darkness. Inauspiciousness. Sorry.
Ja, veruje se da to svetlo tu uljene svetiljke uništava sve nepovoljnosti, baš kao što svetlost uništava tamo.
In the evening when you go to the river Jamuna, you will see that on the Jamuna river we're just talking about lights and now it's come.
I put this myself in my side, I was here and said.
So you will see these little lights, they are put into these clay cups, and then they are floating down the Yamuna almost like an army of ships, you know. They are put by people who want to remove the inauspiciousness of the world, and they give this lamp to the Yamuna River, this holy river, who then will drift these little lights as long as they glow, but float them.
Tako ljudi stavljaju u Vrindavanu i stavljaju te svetljike u male kao čamčiće napravljene od glina i onda stavljaju u Jamunu i onda oni teku, izgleda kao čitava flota svetlećih brodića, i to ljudi to rade zato što žele da unište sve nepovoljnosti u svojim životima.
So I will talk this evening about this very special month called Kartik, which is meant to remove all inauspiciousness from your life. And as you will hear more about this month, you will most probably get an idea what you personally can do to remove inauspiciousness in your lives.
Učera ću govoriti o tom mesecu, Kartiku, kada ljudi žele da uklone sve nepovoljnosti iz svojih života, i onda vi možete razmisliti o tome što vi možete uraditi da uklonite nepovoljnosti iz vaših života.
Is this light all right for you, or
da li vam svetlo u redu za vas?
Not good. Rita, it's all right? For Rita, it's okay. How does it... A cultured man, by the way, Shab, this looks a little difficult to look at me, right? A može tu da se započne?
No.
Could not go into the eyes of the people, right? Because then they... Well, this will look very mystical, yes.
Dobro.
Very good, yes. No, no, vanishing it is.
Essential verses of the Bhagavad Gita.
Ovo je jedan od četiri suštinska stiha Bhagavad Gita.
The first of these essential verses, Shri Krishna describes himself as being the origin of all that is.
U prvom od ovih suštinskih stihova Shri Krishna objašnjava da je on uzrok svega što postoji.
Then in the second verse he goes on to describe what the wise who have understood this do in relationship to him.
U drugom stihu on dalje objašnjava šta mudre osobe koje su ga shvatile rade u odnosu u vezi s njim.
It is described they always take great pleasure in hearing about him and chanting his holy names.
Opisano je da takve osobe uvek imaju veliko zadovoljstvo da slušaju o njemu i da mantraju njegova sveta imena.
And in the last two of these four verses Krishna describes what he does with those wise men.
A onda u posljednja dva od ova četiri stiha Krishna objašnjava šta on radi tim mudrim ljudima.
He explains that he becomes their inner guide on their way back to the spiritual world.
On objašnjava da on postaje njihov unutrašnji vodič na putu nazad ka duhovnom svetu.
He makes sure that they get all the necessary knowledge and also inspiration so that they can reach him.
On se brine oko toga da oni dobiju svo neophodno duhovno znanje i inspiraciju tako da mogu da dođu k njemu.
And finally in the last of these four verses Krishna explains how exactly he does guide those wise people.
I napokon u posljednjem od ova četiri stiha Krishna objašnjava kako to on tačno vodi te mudre ljude.
Indirectly in this last of four verses he invites all of us to become also such wise or enlightened people.
Indirektno on nas poziva da i mi postanemo takvi mudri prosvjetljeni ljudi.
He says that he who is dwelling within the heart of everyone will light a torchlight of knowledge which dispels the ignorance which surrounds us in this material existence.
On kaže da on koji se nalazi u srcu kao baklju znanja uništava to neznanje koje se nalazi u srcu.
Today, as I have announced or promised or suggested earlier, I want to tell you a leela or a pastime of the Lord where he dispels the ignorance of two devotees.
Večeras, kao što sam obećao, ispričat ću vam jednu zabavu ili lilu o tome kako Krishna uništava neznanje svojih dvojice bhakta.
It's a pastime which is told in Vrindavan hundreds and thousands of times during the Kartik time, which is coming in 1 week.
I to je zabava koja se u Vrindavanu prepričava mnogo puta, desetine, stotine puta i za vreme ovog Kartik meseca koji dolazi za nedelju dana.
So I want to suggest that all of us now get into a special airplane which is parked directly before our temple in Shushtendilska, and we all fly to Vrindavan.
I sada želim da vam predložim da se svi ukrcamo na ovaj specijalni avion koji se je parkirao ovde ispred našeg hrama u Čusendilskoj i da svi odemo u Vrindavan.
We disembark the airplane, no visa is required, this is a special flight, and we move into the Krishna Balaram temple.
Silazimo sa ovog aviona, nije potrebno nikakve vize pošto je ovo specijalni avion i ulazimo u Krishna Balaram hram.
Around us we hear the beautiful cries of the peacocks, the pounds, who are going to bed now.
Oko nas čujemo krike prelepih paunova koji sada idu na spavanje.
The air is thick with the sound vibration of the temple bells which are starting all over Vrindavan.
Vazduh je pun zvuka zvona koje sada počinje da zvone u svim hramima širom Vrindavana.
It is a sweet atmosphere because the jasmine flower blooms around this time.
I čita atmosfera je veoma slatka jer cvet jasmina cveta baš u ovo doba.
And everywhere in the distance we hear the glorification of Krishna's names in an endless varieties of songs.
I svuda okolo čujete slavljenje Krišnog imena u beskrajnom broju pesama.
And I am one of these storytellers.
Ja sam jedan od ovih ljudi koji pričaju priče.
And you are my eager audience.
I vi ste moja publika željna da čuje.
Okay. Shri Krishna was in his childhood known as Makanchor.
Shri Krishna je u svom djetinjstvu bio poznat kao Makanchor.
It means makan means butter and chor means thief. He was the butter thief.
Makan znači puter, a chor znači kradljivac. Makanchor, znači on je bio kraljevac putera.
He would often go into the houses of the gopis and steal butter.
Krišna je običajavao da odlazi u kuće pastira i pastirica i da im krade puter.
And he was heavy.
I bio je heavy.
He broke the teško. He broke the butter pots sometimes.
Ponekad bi razbio te posude za puter.
Yes. And one time one gopi found how Krishna had just eaten butter, his whole face was smeared, and he was looking for the exit.
Jedna pastirica vidjela Krišnu kako je upravo pojeo puter i imao ga je sve razmusanog po licu i išao je prema izlazu.
At that time Krishna saw his mirrored image in one jewel stupa or pillar.
I u tom trenutku Krišna je video odraz svog lika u jednom stubu načinu od dragulja.
And he became afraid.
I uplašio se.
He said, my dear friend,
moj dragi prijatelju,
don't tell on me.
Nemoj me izdati.
I will also give you butter.
Ja ću dati i tebi puter.
And he took one of his little stolen butter and he smeared it all over the face of his image thinking it was the boy of the house.
I on je izvadio puter koji je ukrao i razmaza ga po čitavom tom odrazu na stubu, misleći da je to dečak koji tu živi u kući.
And then he smiled and said, see, now you have also eaten butter, so don't, your face is also all covered with butter, don't tell on me, please.
I onda je rekao tom odrazu, sada vidiš, ti si pio, ti si jeo puter i lice ti je sve razmusano puterom i onda ne ume izati.
It sometimes happened that Krishna got caught by the gopis.
Ponekad se dešavalo da bi pastirice uhvatile Krišnu.
One day Prabhavati captured him and said, "This is now enough. I will bring you to Mother Yashoda and I will complain."
Jednog dana pastirica Prabhavati uhvatila Krišnu i rekla je, "Sad je dosta s ovim. Odveću te do majke Yashode i reću sve što si uradio."
And she dragged little Krishna behind him.
I vukla je malo Krišnu za sobom.
Herself, knocked at the door of Yashoda and said, "Here, I have caught your son. It's called red-handed in English. You understand what it means?"
I onda je zakucala na vrata i rekla majci Yashodi, "Evo, uhvatila sam tvog sina na delu."
But Mother Yashoda laughed. "It's not my son, this is your own daughter."
Majka Yashoda se smela, "Ali ovo nije moj sin, ovo je tvoja sopstvena ćerka."
And Prabhavati looked at and she saw, "It's my own daughter." Krishna had transformed himself into her own child.
I pastirica je pogledala koga je dovukla i vidjela je zapravo da to bila njena sopstvena ćerka. Zapravo Krišna se pretvorio, preobrazio u njenu ćerku.
And Prabhavati became red in her face.
I Prabhavati se zacrvenjala.
And returned. Then Krishna transformed himself again.
I vratila se i onda se Krišna ponovo preobrazio.
Into Krishna.
U Krišnu.
Said, "Next time when you catch me and you bring me to Yashoda, I will transform into your own husband."
I zapretio je Prabhavati, "Sljedećeg puta kada me budeš uhvatila i odvela do majke Yashode, ja ću se preobraziti u tvog sopstvenog muža."
"And then you will really look foolish."
I onda ćeš stvarno izgledati budalasto.
So many lilas or pastimes like this were executed by Krishna in his pastimes of stealing butter.
Tako da ima puno ovih zabava koje je Krishna radio, to su zabave kada je krao maslac.
But you should not think that Krishna is butter hungry.
Ali ne trebate misliti, Krishna je gladan, jeo bi putera.
All the devotees in Vrindavan, all the people of Vrindavan who were his dear devotees, prepared the butter just hoping, I hope that Krishna will come and steal it.
Svi ljudi u Vrindavanu koji su njegove bakte su pripremale puter misleći, nadam se će Krishna doći i ukrasti ga.
They went to the temples of Narayana not knowing that Krishna is Narayana and prayed to Narayana, "Please, almighty God, give Krishna the inspiration that he comes tonight into my house and steals my butter. I want to see that."
I oni bi odlazili do hramova i molili se Bogu Narayanu, ne znajući da je zapravo Krishna se ne razlikuje od Narayana. Molim te, dopusti da Krishna dođe večeras noćas u moju kući i ukrade puter.
With the butter Krishna stole actually the heart and the love of his devotees.
Jer sa puterom Krishna bi zapravo ukrao ljubav svojih bakta i srce.
Now Mother Yashoda would often hear complaints of the gopis.
Majka Yashoda je često čula gopi kako se žale.
Although they wanted one side in them wanted that Krishna would come and steal the butter, the other side was to make some interesting complaints.
I mada su one to žele, jedna strana njih je žela da Krishna dođe i ukrade im puter, ali druga strana je pravila te žalbe.
Out of joke.
onako i šale.
Yeah, šale, yes. Mother Yashoda often heard these complaints and thought, well, the reason why Krishna always goes stealing is that my butter is not good enough.
Majka Yashoda, koja je stalno čula, slušala te žalbe, je pomislila, pa razlog zašto Krishna ide i krade puter je zato što moj puter nije dovoljno dobar.
And also my yogurt and all the other milk products, they are prepared by my servants, so I will personally prepare it and make sure it's of the utmost quality so that there is no need for Krishna to become a thief.
A također nisu dobri ni moj jogurt, ni mleko, ni drugi proizvodi, a to je zato što ih spremaju moje sluge. Ono što ću raditi je da ću ja lično pripremiti sve to.
And with this motivation she chose the best cows out of the huge herd of her husband Nanda Maharaj.
I sa tom motivacijom ona je izabrala najbolje krave iz ogromnog krda njenog muža Nande Maharaja.
And she sent servants to take just only the herbs from the meadows and give that to the cows to eat so that their milk would become extremely fragrant and spicy.
I onda je poslala sluge da naberu sve lekovite trave, tako da su time hranili ove krave, tako da je mleko postajalo izuzetno mirišljavo, imalo lep ukus.
And then she would personally go and cook everything and serve it to Krishna.
I onda bi ona lično otišla, skuvala sve i poslužila to Krishna.
So once she heard the cry of little Gopal in the morning. Quack, quack.
Mm-hmm. Dakle, jednog jutra je čula malog Gopala kako plače.
And she said, Gopal, come here, I'm here, don't cry, just come.
Rekla, Gopal, dođi ovde, ja sam ovde, nemoj plakati. Mm-hmm.
And little Gopal came and she breastfed him.
I onda mali Gopal je došao i ona ga je nahranila, dala mu da sisa.
But then a little in the distance one of the pots which she had put on the fire started to boil over.
Ali onda je vidjela u daljini kako jedan posuda sa mlekom koje je stavila da se kuva počela da kipi.
And I must inform you that this was very significant.
I moram reći da je ovo veoma važno.
In Vrindavan everything is full of consciousness.
U Vrindavanu sve je puno svesnosti.
Even the milk is a person with an individual character. I know this is difficult to understand, but what can we do? Yeah.
Čak i mleko osoba sa svojim osobenošću. Ja znam da je to za vas teško da razumete, ali šta možemo da radimo?
So the milk thought, I will now boil over to make a special lila, that a special lila happens.
I onda mleko je pomislilo, sada ću ja da iskipim kako bi napravio specijalnu zabavu.
And she went and came out of the pot, so that Mother Yashoda thought, well, I have to put the child down and take care of the milk.
I tako je mleko iskipelo i onda majka još ovde je pomislila, moram da ostavim dete i da odem i da vidim šta je s tim mlekom.
And Krishna immediately felt very dissatisfied.
I Krishna se odmah osjetio veoma nezadovoljnim.
He bit his lip.
Zakrio se usnu.
And decided to steal butter again.
I odlučuje da ponovo krade od puta.
And he went right where Mother Yashoda had kept the butter and the pots in the dark, and he threw a stone, bang, and the clay pot broke, and all the yogurt bling bling came and you know big amounts clacked down.
I onda je otišao do ostave gdje je majka Jašoda čuvala puter i jogurt i kamenom je razbio taj glineni vrč.
And he ate it.
I onda je pojao taj jogurt.
And when he was full,
i onda kada je bio pun,
he distributed the butter and the yogurt and everything to the celebrated monkeys of Vrindavan.
I onda kada je bio potpuno pun, onda je podelio puter i jogurt tim proslavljenim majmunima iz Vrindavana.
And he said to them, when I was appearing as Lord Rama, you were so kind and served me so nicely.
I onda bi im rekao, kada sam se pojavio kod gospodine Rama, vi ste bili tako ljubazni i služili me tako lepo.
But at that time you could only eat forest fruits and so on.
Ali u to vrijeme ste mogli da jedete samo voće iz šume.
Now I give you butter and yogurt.
Sada vam dajem puter i jogurt.
Eat.
Jedite.
You have served me so nice.
Služili ste me tako lepo.
The monkeys. Ate so. So finally Mother Yashoda had taken care of the pot.
I napokon majka Yashoda je završila s tim mlekom.
And she came to look for Krishna, but she couldn't find him at the place, and then thought, maybe he is angry and he has eaten the yogurt, or stolen the yogurt and butter again.
I onda je pomislila, i onda nije mogla uopšte da ga nađe, i pomislila je, možda se naljutio i otišao je ponovo da krade jogurt i puter.
When she came to the storage room, everything was broken and smeared, and the monkeys were sitting in the trees, and eating, and Mother Yashoda knew, moj malenitkov, I must find him soon.
I kada je otišla u ostavu, majka Yashoda je vidjela da je sve bilo umazano, razmazano i polomljeno, i majmuni su sedeli tamo i jeli jogurt i puter, i onda je rekla, o moj mali nitko, moram brzo, ubrzo da ga nađem.
He is the son of the king of Braj. If he continues to steal, his character will be crooked when he is old.
On je sin kralja Vrađe Vrindavana, i ako nastavi da krade, onda će njegov karakter biti pokvaren.
I must educate him.
Moram da ga naučim pameti.
And then she decided, okay, I will capture Krishna now.
I onda je odlučila, sada ću uhvatiti Krishna.
This is too much.
Ovo je suvišno.
We have tried everything.
Sve smo probali.
And he doesn't change.
I on se ne menja.
And he followed Krishna. And she ran.
I ona je potrčala za Krishna.
Now the question is, how did she know where Krishna had gone?
Sa pitanje je, kako je ona znala gdje je Krishna otišao?
The answer is very simple. There were footsteps. Krishna's butter smeared footsteps all over Vrindavan.
I odgovor je veoma jednostavan. Svude su sledile stope, Krišne stope koje su bile umazane puterom i jogurtom.
And she ran after these footsteps.
I trčala je za tim stopama, otisima.
Finally she found Krishna was sitting at some stone slab. He had all the butter and yogurt with him and distributed it to the monkeys.
I onda je napokon našla Krišnu koji je delio majmunima jogurt i puter koje nosi sa sobom.
And when she saw that, she was really furious.
I kada je to
she
vidjela,
took up a stick,
uzela je štap,
and ran towards him.
I potrčala prema njemu.
And Krishna, seeing her, immediately went down the stone and also fled with high speed.
I Krishna kada je video nju, sišao sa stene i pojurio.
So Mother Yashoda was running after him, and she's very, very beautiful, it is described.
I tako majka Yashoda je jurila za njim, ona je veoma, veoma lepa opisana.
But she ran so hard that she started to sweat, the flowers started to fall from her hair.
Ali je trčala tako brzo da je počela da se znoji, a cveće sa kose je počelo da pada.
Heavy breasts were moving to and fro.
Njene teške grudi su se pokretale.
She really tried to catch Krishna.
Zaista je pokušala da uhvati Krishnu.
But it seemed that obviously she almost always got him, but this little bit was what missing. You follow?
Yes. Izgleda da ga je uvek samo što ga nije uhvatila, ali uvek bi tako malo falilo.
And there is a reason.
A postoji razlog za to.
Krishna cannot be captured even by the meditation of the high yogis.
Krishna ne može biti uhvaćen čak ni meditacijom visokih jogija.
No one can reach into the mystery of Krishna with his own endeavors.
Niko ne može ući u misteriju Krišne svojim sopstvenim naporima.
Krishna only allows himself to be realized by his devotee if he himself makes the decision.
Krishna jedino dozvoljava svom bhakti da ga shvati jedino ako on sam donese tu odluku.
And after some time only, after a race, Krishna said, "Oh, that no," and allowed himself to be captured.
I nakon, samo nakon nekog vremena Krishna rekao u redu i dozvolio je da ga majka više oduhvati.
Now, at that time, Mother Yashoda, you know, she captured him, she caught him, she took up her stick.
U tom trenutku majka Yashoda ga je uhvatila, uzela štap.
Krishna started to cry.
Krishna počeo da plače.
Mother, throw out that stick.
Majko, baci taj štap.
It is not good.
To nije dobro.
But Mother Yashoda thought, I have to punish him, otherwise this will continue and his character will be just not good. I must do something.
Ali majka još ovdje pomislila, ali ja to moram da uradim. Ako ovako nastavi njegov karakter neće biti dobar. Ja moram da uradim nešto u vezi s tim.
But she decided if the child becomes too afraid, that is also not good for the character. So I will not beat him, but I will bind him.
I onda je pomislila također, ali ako se dete previše uplaši, ni to neće biti dobro za njegov karakter. I onda je pomislila, neću ga tući, ali ću ga vezati.
In this way I will give him a lesson.
I na taj način ću ga naučiti pamet.
So she decided to bring a rope.
I onda je odlučila da donese konopac.
She started with a just an ordinary rope, but when she wanted to tie around Krishna's belly, she saw it was two fingers too knap, too narrow. Two fingers were missing.
I onda je uzela jedan običan konopac koji imala i kada ga je vezala oko Krišnog stomačića, videla je da fale dva prsta je bio kratak.
She called her servants.
I onda pozvala svoje sluge
to bring more rope.
Da donesu još konopac.
But no matter how she tried, always it was two fingers too short.
Ali bez obzira koliko je pokušavala, konopac je uvijek bio dva prsta kratak.
She took as many ropes as you can have when you go 10 times around a football field.
Uzela je toliko konopca koliko možete obumiti 10 puta fudbalski teren.
Finally she borrowed ropes at the neighboring houses.
Napokon je otišla do suseda i da bi pozajmila konopac.
Then she took the ropes in the different villages.
Onda je uzela konopce iz različitih sela.
But no matter how many ropes she took, it was always two fingers too short.
Ali bez obzira koliko bi konopaca uzela, uvek su bili dva prsta kratki.
That shows you that Krishna's is not a three-dimensional entity like someone in this world.
I to pokazuje da Krishna nije trodimenzionalno biće kao ostala ovog sveta.
Finally, and it shows you that you cannot capture Krishna by jnana and yoga, but only by bhakti.
I to također pokazuje da ne možete uhvatiti Krišnu gyanom i jogom, već samo pomoću bhakti.
Yes, because only when Mother Yashoda started to pray, I must bind you, please allow that I bind you, then Krishna again consented.
I onda, i tek onda kad je Majka Yashoda počela da se moli Krišni, ja moram da te vežem, molim te, dozvoli mi da te vežem, onda je Krišna dozvolio i onda ga vezao.
Then Mother Yashoda said, everyone says you steal butter, now I have seen it.
Majka Yashoda mu je rekla, svi kažu kako kradeš puter, i sada sam ja to videla.
I must punish you, I'm your mother.
Moram da te kaznim, ja sam tvoja majka.
No mother, I don't eat I don't steal butter, you give me everything, why should I steal?
Ne majko, rekao Krišna, ja ne kradem puter, ti mi daješ sve, zašto bih krao?
Mata Yashoda said, then just open your mouth and I will see.
Majka Yashoda onda rekla, molim te, otvori tvoje usta da vidim.
As you know, then Krishna opened his mouth, and inside of the mouth Yashoda didn't only see a little butter, she saw again the whole universe.
I tako je Krishna otvorio svoje usta i u ustima Majka Yashoda nije vidjela samo malo putera, već je ponovo vidjela čitav univerzum.
And this is significant.
I to je važno.
See, Krishna had appeared within the universe, but the universe was visible within him.
Vidite, Krishna se pojavio u ovom univerzumu, ali univerzum čitav je bio u njemu.
Imagine, see this glass, yes?
Vidite ovu čašu, zamislite.
This glass is inside the room, yes?
Ova čaša je u ovoj sobi.
What would you think if all of a sudden I would see within the glass all of you?
Šta biste rekli kada bih ja odjednom video u ovoj čaši sve vas?
I would see Rita.
Vidio bih Ritu.
And Dejan.
Dejana.
And enthusiastic Dragan.
Entuzijastičnog Dragana.
And Jelko.
Željka.
And Aleksandra.
Aleksandra.
Govinda Nandini.
Govinda Nandini.
This would be very amazing.
To je bilo veoma zadivljujuće.
Most probably, if I would tell you, you wouldn't take it seriously.
Najvjerojatnije kad bih vam to rekao, vi me ne biste shvatili za ozbiljno.
And if I would say, Radha Madhava, you look critical, you are trained by modern science, you come and look, you see all this room in here.
I onda kad bih rekao, Radha Madhava, ti me gledaš ovako kritičkim pogledom, ti si treniran u savremenoj nauci, molim te, dođi sami pogledaj.
You would most probably faint, Radha Madhava.
Ti, Radha Madhava, verovatno bi se on osvestio.
It's not possible what I see.
Ali to nije moguće to što vidim.
So Mother Yashoda felt the same.
Majka Yashoda si se tako osjetila.
She looked into Krishna's mouth.
Pogledala Krishna usta.
And there was all the area of Vrindavan, all the universes, and herself looking into Krishna's mouth, that was also there.
I tamo je vidjela čitav Vrindavan, čitav oblast Vrindavan, sve univerzume, i vidjela čak i sebe kako gleda u Krishna usta.
So she thought, oh, this child is not ordinary.
Onda je pomislila, ovo dete nije obično.
But then the next thought was, maybe I'm just hallucinating all of this, let me better be practical now and take care of the milk.
A onda je pomislila, možda samo haluciniram, ajde bolje da budem praktična i da se pobrinem o mleku.
And she left Krishna who was tied.
I ostavila je Krišnu koji je bio vezan.
Down on the mortar.
Vezan za kako se kaže, mlin, žrvanje. Mlin.
So Krishna was standing there.
Tako Krišna tu stajao.
And he was thinking,
i mislio,
what to do next?
Šta sad da uradim?
And then he thought, now this is too much, he binds me, now I will manifest a pastime which is even more dramatic than anything I have done before.
I rekla je, i onda Krišna je rekao, ovo stvarno nema smisla, sada je uradila, sada me je vezala, ja sada ću napraviti jednu zabavu koja će biti dramatičnija od svih prethodnih.
He looked and he saw two very strong trees.
On je pogledao i video dva veoma snažna drveta.
And he moved towards these strong trees, taking the Mosa behind him.
I počeo da se kreće prema dva velika drveta, vukući mlin sa sobom.
His mother had thought by tying him to this mortar he would become immovable.
Njegova majka je pomislila da ako ga veže za ovaj mlin, da on neće moći da se kreće.
But Krishna just moved with this mortar behind him.
Ali Krishna se samo kretao sa tim mlinom za sobom.
It's almost if you would bind Sudarshan next to the house, you know, I don't know, for some reason, and he would drag the house behind him.
To kao kad bi se vezali Sudarshana iz nekog razloga za kuću i onda bi on počeo, krenuo i počeo da vuče kuću za sobom.
So Krishna walked towards the two trees.
Tako se Krishna kretao prema ova dva drveta.
These trees were two very special entities.
A ova dva drveta su bila dva veoma specijalna bića.
They were once demigods who had enjoyed with naked women in a river of nectar, being totally drunk.
To su jedno bila dva poluboga koja su uživala sa nagim devojkama u reci, potpuno pijani.
They were a little decadent, in other words.
Drugim rečima, bili su pomalo dekadentni.
And when they, you know, when they were bathing and touching the breasts of the women and enjoying and drinking, a great saint called Narada Muni passed by and saw them in such a degraded state.
I tako dok su oni kupali, dodirujući grudi tih devojaka i pili alkohol, prošao je jedan veliki svetac pored Narada Muni.
And he took compassion of them and decided to teach them a lesson by cursing them to become trees.
I on se sažalio na njih i poželeo da ih nauči, da im da jednu lekciju, i onda ih je prokleo da postanu drveće.
Now they felt very sorry.
I sada su bilo mi veoma žao.
Izvinite, oprostite. You know, we were young and the women were so beautiful.
Tako su oni izvinjavali, oprostite, izvinite, mi smo mladi, a žene su tako lepe.
Can't you just do something that, I mean, trees, why trees?
Da li bi mogao nešto napraviš, jer drveće, zašto baš drveće?
And Narada Muni says, I can't take back the curse, but you will be trees in the courtyard of Krishna, and he will liberate you in 100,000 years.
I onda im Narada Muni rekao, ja sad ne mogu da vratim to prokletstvo, da ga uzem natrag, ali vi ćete se roditi kao drveće u dvorištu, u Krišnu dvorištu, i bit ćete oslobođeni za 100,000 godina.
Yeah. So when Krishna saw these trees, he remembered the promise of his devotee Narada Muni to these two decadent people, and he moved towards the trees.
I tako kad je Krišna video to drveće, onda se setio obećanja koje je dao Narada Muni, njegov bakta, i onda je počeo da se kreće prema drveću.
And out of mercy, he just, you know, his the mortar got stuck between the trees. Krishna just threw Thor on the rope and broke the two trees.
Tako Krishna je krenuo između drveća i taj mlin se zaglavio između. Krishna je povukao i oborio drveće.
And at that moment when the huge trees fell down, very luminous personalities emerged out of the trees.
U tom trenutku kada je drveće palo na zemlju, dve veoma lepe svetleće osobe su se pojavile.
And they bowed down before Krishna and said, "Thank you, you have liberated us."
I poklonili se pred Krišnom i rekli, "Hvala ti, spasao si nas."
Now we will go back to our planet.
Sada ćemo se vratiti na našu planetu.
But please bless us that we will never forget you again.
Ali molim vas, daj nam blagoslov da te nikada više ne zaboravimo.
And that is what Krishna promised.
I to im je Krišna i obećao.
May you always stay in Krishna consciousness.
Hajde da uvek ostanete u svesnosti Krišne.
Then Krishna was standing there, the trees had broken down.
I tako Krišna je stajao tu, drveće je bilo iščupano.
And he thought, funny.
I on je pomislio, smešno.
Here I am, I can liberate the whole universe.
Evo sam ja ovde, stojim, mogu da oslobodim čitav univerzum.
But I am bound by my mother to a mortar.
Ali me moja majka vezala za mlin.
And I cannot untie the knot on my own.
I ne mogu sam da razvežem taj čvor.
I have to wait for Mother Yashoda to come.
Moram da sačekam majku Yashodu da dođe.
Because although I'm free to do anything, I'm bound by Lubov.
Jer iako sam slobodan da uradim bilo šta, vezan sam ljubavlju.
Yes, and then you know the rich Parsis, the people of Raj had heard the trees going down.
Oni su Brijbasi, ljudi koji žive u Vrađu, čuli kako drveće pada.
And they came running and they saw Krishna next to these huge trees.
I dotrčali
crawling, being bound on the mortar.
Dotrčali su i videli su Krišnu pored ta dva ogromna drveta kako puzi vezan za mlin.
And they asked little boys what who was playing around, what happened?
I pitali su dečake koji su igrali u okolini, šta se desilo?
And they said Krishna got stuck with the mortar between the trees and then he crashed the trees.
I oni su rekli Krishna se zaglavio sa mlinom između ova dva drveta, onda je povukao i iščupao drveće.
But like so often the people of Vrindavan said, no, this can't be.
Ali kao i tako često ljudi Vrindavana su rekli, ne, to ne može da bude.
He's only a little baby.
On je samo mala beba.
By that time Mother Yashoda had untied him already and carried him and said, is everything all right?
I onda majka Yashoda ga je odvezala i nosila ga i pitala ga, je sve u redu?
And as Mother Yashoda carried him into the palace, Krishna just smiled.
I dok ga je majka još ovde nosila u palatu, Krishna se samo smešio.
And immediately went to bed and slept.
I odmah je otišao u krevet i spao.
To je Krishna.
To je Krishna.
This was a typical Krishna lila.
To je bila tipična Krishna zabava.
We will now go back on the airplane.
Sada ćemo se vratiti nazad na avion.
And fly back to Beograd.
I vratiti nazad u Beograd.
But no.
Ali ne.
Some of you are missing.
Neki od vas nema.
They don't want to return on the airplane.
Oni ne žele se vratiti na avionu.
They have run away to the Yamuna.
Oni su pobegli do Yamune.
And they don't want to come back to Svensky, Hrajlovski and you know the streets.
I ne žele da se vrate u Svensky, Karlovski, te svete ulice.
It is sad if you cannot live in Vrindavan, but I have some surprise for you.
Ali ja imam jedno iznenađenje za vas.
If you cannot live in your physical body in Vrindavan,
ako ne možete živjeti u vašem fizičkom telu u Vrindavanu,
then at least in your mind you should frequently go there.
Onda barem u vašem umu treba često da idete tamo.
I remember when it was time for us to return from Vrindavan.
Sećam se kada je bilo vreme za nas da se vratimo iz Vrindavana.
Srila Prabhupada gave his last lecture to us.
Srila Prabhupada nam je dao tu poslednju lekciju.
And at the end, you know, seeing that we were reluctant to leave that beautiful place, he asked us, so how did you like Vrindavan?
I onda kada je Šrila Prabhupada video da ne želimo da odemo iz Vrindavana, pitao se kako vam se sviđa Vrindavan.
We cried out very much and we don't want to go fly back to the west.
I mi smo svi uzviknuli, jako nam se sviđa i ne želimo da se vratimo nazad na zapad.
And then Prabhupada said, well, you can take Vrindavan with you.
Onda je Šrila Prabhupada rekao, pa možete poneti Vrindavan sa sobom.
Vrindavan is not a place on this landscape. On the map.
Vrindavan nije mesto na mapi.
Vrindavan if Krishna is in your heart.
Vaše srce može postati Vrindavan ako je Krishna u vašem srcu.
Yes, it is. Or you could go to Vrindavan.
Ili možete otići u Vrindavan.
And in reality be in Beograd.
A u stvarnosti biti u Beogradu.
Because you take Beograd with you and the beogradski atmosferski.
Jer s ovom nosite s ovom Beograd i beogradsku atmosferu.
Yeah, beogradsku atmosferu. Yeah. So, Hare Krishna, I wanted to tell you this a little bit.
Htio sam da vam ispričam.
I have given during the last days so many philosophical points for you to think about.
Posljednjih dana sam vam dao toliko puno filozofskih poenta o kojima treba da razmišljate.
And as I said, Krishna consciousness is not only philosophy.
A kao što sam rekao, svjesnost Krishna nije samo filozofija.
I wanted to tell you a lila.
Želio sam da ispričam zabavu.
Also I thought Rita is here and we are related in friendship with each other, so she's small, so I wanted to
I onda sam pomislio, eto i mala Rita je tu i mi smo vezani prijateljstvom i zato sam želao nešto uradim za nju.
Did you like it, Rita? Yes. Okay. So do you have any questions regarding either this subject or other subjects?
Da li imate neka pitanja u vezi ove teme ili neki drugi tema?
Vilimir has a list of questions and we are
Vilimir ima listu pitanja.
Every day exhausting it more.
I svaki dan se više i više ono ko postavlja sa te liste.
Can we park this question a little bit? We can put it on a parking place for a while and then we will take it when it's time, because maybe there are some questions directly relating to the lecture, but we just park it and then so we
da parkiramo ovo pitanje. Ako ima nekih pitanja koje su direktno veze sa lekcijom, yeah. Možda.
Sudarshani, yes. Mixed, yeah. Yes. The butter which Krishna likes to steal is mixed with sugar.
Sudarshan je pitao, čuo sam kad sam bio u Vrindavanu na nekim lekcijama da ovaj puter koji Krishna jede zapravo nije običan puter nego pomešan sa šećerom. Da, kaže da, to je puter pomešan sa šećerom.
It's with this crystallized sugar.
To je šećer u kristalu.
It's really good.
Stvarno dobro.
I remember this, no, 3 years ago we went to exactly the same spot where you can still see these huge trees. They were crashed down but they somehow grew again. No, actually it's not true. It's from these original trees the suns. Mm-hmm.
Bili smo na tom jednom mestu u Vrindavanu gde su ta dva prvobitno drveta pala i onda se pojavilo novo drveće, kaže Vrindavan, to su njihovi sinovi.
And there you can find still a part of that mortar.
I tu možete još uvijek naći deo tog mlina.
It's very beautiful beautifully carved and has become a rock, you know, when wood stays for a long time it can become rocky.
Veoma je, taj mlin je veoma lepo izrezbaren i postaje stena, jer drvo kada ostane dugo vremena, onda se može pretvoriti u stenu.
And it, you know, it's custom that the pilgrims just take one this makan, this mixture of butter and this crystallized sugar, and then feed it to the monkeys and then eat it themselves.
I običaj je da hodočasnici uzmu tu mešavinu putera i šećera kristalisanog i daju majmunima i sami jedu.
Yes. Just to remember the past time.
Samo da bi se setili te zabave.
The idea is that by smaranam or remembrance or meditation about the past times they really enter into the reality of Krishna's lila.
Jer je čitava ideja iza toga je da pomoću ovog sećanja, meditacije, ulazi se u čitavu Krišnu lilu.
I think if you would have been there you would have eaten so much of this butter sudarshan that you would be fed for the rest of your life.
Ja lično mislim da ti da si bio tamo i toliko bi pojao tog putera da bi bio debeo do kraja života.
It's very tasty. You would have liked it very much.
Veoma ukusan i tebi se veoma svidao.
Oprostite. Okay, then we will go to a different subject, our Milomir. How did you like this lila?
Kako si vidjela ova zabava?
I am always a little insecure.
Ja sam uvijek malo nesiguran.
See, these things mean very much for me.
Jer ove stvari meni lično veoma znače.
It's just, this is the best thing I like to hear in Krishna consciousness.
Ovo je stvar koju ja lično najviše volim da čujem u svesnosti Krishna.
But because you know, many there are different people with different interests, so I usually only speak philosophy. So from time to time, Dr. Srinivas asked me to speak about some lila. So I he has made photocopies for me, so I have decided to tell a lila for him.
Obično dajemo filozofske lekcije, ali pošto postoje različite ljudi, onda sam odlučio da dam i jednu.
So do you like it?
Da li vam se sviđa?
It's a total different things than you. I saw you were just
vidio se tebi, ti samo taj otvornih usta.
So unusual.
Tako neobično.
When we hear this lila, after some time what happens is that a river starts to flow in our heart.
I kada čujemo ove lile zabave, ono što se desi je da nakon izvesnog vremena reka počinje da teče našim srcem.
This river unfortunately is dead since many, many lifetimes.
Ova reka na nesreću je presušila već mnogo, mnogo godina. Života.
The river of love.
E, to je reka ljubavi.
It has to be released.
I ona mora da se oslobodi.
Yeah, the kamina, the stones of material conditioning have to be taken away from this river so that it can again flow freely.
I to kamenje materne uslovljenosti mora da se skloni tako da, da reka može slobodno da teče.
So we hear about Krishna, oh, this is happening.
I onda kada slušamo Krišni, to se dešava.
Okay, so we will have our Milomirski?
Kako je to slučajnost koja vezuje, koja dovodi živa bića u kontakt sa čistim baktom?
Yes. Did he explain everything? Good.
I just ask a question.
Yeah. So it is described in our scriptures that the living entity in fact is like a log of wood which is violently pushed down by a river which flows from the mountains into the valley.
Opisano je da je živo biće kao trupac koji ide planinskom rekom, brzom planinskom rekom.
Yes. In the same way, by our karma, by the river of our karma, we are violently pushed down the river of lives.
Na isti način,
plural.
Na isti način smo mi gurani rekom naše karme kroz naše živote.
Today we are Serbian.
Danas smo Srbi.
Tomorrow we are maybe a German or an English gentleman.
Sutra smo možda Nemci ili Englezi.
Then we are maybe a British hit singer.
Onda možda postanemo engleski hit pevač.
And then we are dentist in Finland.
Onda smo, ili smo zubar u Finskoj.
The river of karma pushes the living entity like a log of wood.
Reka karme gura živo biće kao trupac.
Now this cycle of birth and death can indeed be finished.
Ovaj ciklus rođenje smrti može zaista da se završi.
When we meet a pure devotee.
Kada se retimo čistog baktu.
But not always.
Ali ne uvek.
There are two reactions which a living entity can have when he meets a devotee.
Postoje dve reakcije koje živo biće može da ima kada sretne baktu.
And also some in between.
I neke između.
Yeah, the world is not black and white.
Svet nije crno-belo.
But just basically two. One is one can reject that.
Prva reakcija je da može da odbaci to.
Like most of the people in the world cannot have any access to spiritual life because they reject devotees and think this is irrelevant to our modern times.
Kao većina ljudi u svetu koji ne može, koji kaže ovo nema nikakve veze sa nama, sa našim savremenim dobom.
The second reaction is a reaction of faith.
Oni odbijaju bakte. Druga reakcija je reakcija vere.
When this vera is there, one hears from devotees.
I kada je ta vera tu, onda se čuje od bakta.
And then the spiritual advancement can happen.
I onda može doći do duhovnog napretka.
Without vera, yes, there is no benefit from the meeting with devotees.
Bez vere nema dobrobiti od susreta sa baktama.
Now you have asked how does this meeting come about?
Ti si pitao kako dolazi do ovog susreta.
There are many explanations for this.
Postoji mnogo objašnjenja za to.
But usually it is that in some life or in some time one did something which brought one in contact with spiritual life.
Ali to najčešće objašnjenje je da u nekom životu nekada osoba je uradila nešto što je dovelo u vezu sa duhovnim životom.
One did it unconsciously.
I osoba je to uradila nesvesno.
Maybe giving a donation.
Može dala neku donaciju.
To some spiritual cause.
Za neki duhovni cilj.
Or eating some spiritual food.
Ili jela duhovnu hranu.
Or whatever.
ili šta god.
And then after this Agyata Sukriti, it's called unknown contact, more fortune is born.
I nakon tog takozvanog Agyata Sukriti, odnosno neznanog, nesvesnog kontakta, dolazi do više susreta.
It is described if someone eats prasadam only one time.
Opisano je da ako osoba jede prasadam samo jednom,
he will certainly be able to be liberated from this material world.
On će sigurno moći da se oslobodi iz ovog materijalnog sveta.
The latest possibility is after 700 lifetimes.
I to najkasnije nakon 700 života.
So we have some chance.
Stoga mi imamo šanse.
Therefore I think we should have a restaurant in Beograd.
Stoga mislim da treba da imamo restoran u Beogradu.
They really need it here.
Ovde je stvarno potreban.
Yeah. There are some hopes and plans and realistic and unrealistic ideas. Yeah.
Postoje neka nadanja i planovi, realistične i nerealistične ideje.
People, in other words, come in contact, and from this contact they continue onwards.
Drugim rečima, ljudi dođu u kontakt i onda od tog kontakta dalje nastavljaju.
I remember how I came in contact with Krishna consciousness.
Ja se sećam kako sam ja došao u kontakt sa svesnošću Krišne.
I was a great music lover.
Ja sam jako volao muziku.
Classical and modern.
Klasičnu i savremenu.
I cannot make music. I can't even keep a note properly when I sing, but I nevertheless like it very much.
Ja ne mogu da pravim muziku, čak ne mogu ni da držim jednu notu kako treba dok pevam, ali bez obzira jako je volim.
So I remember very much one of my groups which I like to listen to was Rolling Stones.
Ja se sećam se, moja omiljena grupa su bili Rolling Stonesi.
And one of their men died because of taking too much taking drugs, you know, he was found in a swimming pool dead.
I jedan od njihovih članova je umro pošto je uzeo preveliku dozu droge i pronašli su ga u bazenu mrtvog.
I like this man very much. He was a boy at that time.
Bio je tada dečak.
And I felt very sorry for him.
Bilo mi ga je veoma žao.
And I thought, what is life?
Pomislio, šta je život?
People come and die like flies.
Ljudi dolaze i umiru kao muve.
What is the meaning of life?
Kakav je smisao života?
So I remember I once looked at the TV.
I on sećam se jedan put sam gledao TV.
Because they had a reportage about the funeral of this musician.
Jer imali su reportažu o pogrebu tog muzičara.
The Rolling Stones gave a memorial concert and they had 5,000 butterflies which went up in the beginning of their concerts as a sign of, oh, we feel so sorry, you know, something nice they wanted to do for this musician.
I onda su Rolling Stonesi dali taj pozdravni koncert, imali su 5,000 leptira koji su leptili.
Yes.
Želeo se da uradi nešto lepo za njega.
And I remember, you know, it was in the TV, the singer of the Stones said, you all knew what we felt for Brian.
Da je bilo na TV-u i pevač Stones je rekao, vi svi znate kako smo mi volili Briana.
And I remembered I started to cry.
Sveća sam počeo sam da plačem.
And then the next part in the TV was devotees who chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Jedna sledeća stvar na TV-u je bio, su bile bhakti koji su pevali Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
And my heart was very open because I felt so sad.
Moje srce je bilo veoma otvoreno jer sam bio tako tužan.
And I saw these monks.
I vidio sam te monahe.
And intuitively I felt that maybe they have the answer what is a purpose of life.
I intuitivno sam osjetio, možda oni imaju odgovor koji je smisao života.
And I remembered, I didn't know anything about the Hare Krishna devotees at that time. And I remembered, I was fascinated and looked at Mukunda Maharaj was there, and he was in Beograd also, and I felt that I must meet these people and ask them some questions.
I tada ništa nisam znao o Hare Krishna pokretu i onda sećam se, video sam Mukunda Maharaja koji je bio ovde i u Beogradu i onda sam pomislio, moram da se sretnem sa tim ljudima i postavim neka pitanja.
So I had some contact, you can say, without knowing what it is, but I liked it. Ja volim. Yeah.
Znači, možete reći, imao sam neki kontakt kontakt, nisam znao o čemu se radi, ali mi se svidelo.
And when the second and third and fourth contact happened, I could take to it and accept it more easy.
I kada sam imao posle drugi, treći, četvrti kontakt, onda sam mogao da prihvatim mnogo lakše.
Although it was very difficult for me, I must admit.
Mada moram priznati, bilo mi je veoma teško.
I came from such a good family.
Došao sam iz tako dobre porodice.
You know, arrogant Njemečka people.
Dakle, arrogantne Njemačke ljude.
And I thought, these devotees are from a different planet. I mean, they don't really fit here.
Ja sam mislio, ove bakte, oni su potpuno sa druge planete. Uopšte se ne uklapaju u sve ovo.
Mars people, you know, people from Mars.
Marsovci.
Or Venus.
Ili sa Venere.
But because at that moment I just was so cried and what's the meaning of life, I was open.
Ali pošto sam u tom trenutku plakao i pitao se koji je smisao života, bio sam otvoren.
And I appreciated the devotees for what they were doing and thinking.
I cenio sam bakte za to što su radili na način na koji su razmišljali.
In other words, by good fortune you make the contact.
Drugim rečima, dobrom srećom činište prvi kontakt.
Some of us may not have such contacts before.
Možda neki od nas nisu imali takve kontakte.
And they are more mercy cases.
I oni su ti slučajevi kojima je potrebna milost.
It's just that the initiative of the devotee, in other words, which takes over their life.
Drugim rečima, to je inicijativa bakte koji uđe u njihove živote.
The devotees sometimes just decide, this person is so nice, we must help him.
Bakta samo odluči, ova osoba je tako fina i moramo je pomoći.
And then by the mercy of the devotee the advancement is there. Otherwise it is by agyata sukriti, some unknown benefit which you have made by coming in contact with spiritual life and not, you know, pacate, not throwing it out.
Znači, milošću bakte to se dešava, a u drugom slučaju je to agyata sukriti, znači kada ne znajući učinimo nešto dobro, dođemo u kontakt sa duhovnim životom, a ne odbacujemo ga.
No matter what is the case,
bez obzira kakav je slučaj,
now you have come in contact,
sada ste došli u kontakt,
and now you should increase your spiritual understanding and your spiritual merit.
I sada treba da povećate vaše duhovno znanje i vaše duhovne vrednosti.
You should use your life to make advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Treba da iskoristite svoj život da napredujete u svesnosti Krišne.
For what else?
A zašto drugo?
Everything else will be taken from you by the cruel hands of time.
Sve drugo će vam oduzeti okrutne ruke vremena.
But whatever advancement you can make in Krishna consciousness, that will stay eternally with you.
Ali svaki napredak koji napravite u svesnosti Krišne, on će ostati sa vama večno.
It's the best investment of your time. and energy.
To je najbolja investicija vašeg vremena i energije.
Okay, so I want to thank all of you very much.
Želim svima da se zahvalim veoma mnogo.
Please remember tomorrow at I think
5 o'clock
we have our nice Sunday feast. It will be special and will be held outside in some hall. Please
molim vas, setite se da sutra u 5 sati imamo Sunday feast program na Radničkom univerzitetu Božidar Radžije, ulica Božidar Radžije.
Mm-hmm. And in I believe 10 minutes or so, yeah, we have here a little meeting with those who wanted to come for this meeting at 20 minutes to 6. We will make now a little pause of 10 minutes and then.
Sada ćemo napraviti malu pauzu od 10 minuta za koje vrijeme će sići svi oni osim onih koji su htjeli da imali ovaj sastanak danas u 26.
But I know that many of you have to go home and it's just something special on one program called Bhakti Sangha.
To je nešto specijalno u jednom programu koji se zove Bhakti Sangha.
Yes. It has nothing to do with this evening program.
To nema nikakve veze sa ovim večernjim programom.
Laku noć, and sve najbolje, and Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.